WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Negotiations continue between Israel and Hamas, backed by the U.S., in trying to reach a deal to release the hostages held by the terrorist group. The White House now saying they're closer than ever to a deal.
The negotiations are intense, and each side now accusing the other of foot-dragging. And one Israeli source close to the negotiations telling me that he knows enough not to hold his breath for a deal. And for the families of the hostages, this is agonizing and infuriating.
ABC's Matt Gutman. Authorities in Ohio say a gunman opened fire inside a Walmart, wounding four people before killing himself. The shooting happened in Beaver Creek near the Dayton metro area. The conditions of those wounded not yet available. A judge in Atlanta is set to weigh whether to revoke the bond of one of former President Trump's co-defendants in the state's election interference case. Prosecutors accuse Harrison Floyd of trying to intimidate and contact likely witnesses. Floyd's attorneys deny that. This is ABC News. On his 81st birthday Monday, President Biden taking time for an annual pardon.
President Biden issued an official presidential pardon to two turkeys on the White House South Lawn, sparing them from ending up as Thanksgiving dinner.
I hereby pardon Liberty and Belle.
The president noted that even though the 42-pound turkeys, Liberty and Belle, are from Minnesota, the birds are named after a famous historic landmark in Philadelphia.
These birds have a new appreciation for the word. Let freedom ring.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
He had no car, no furniture, but a New Hampshire man died with a big secret that came to light when he died. By all accounts, Jeffrey Hold was an unassuming resident of Hinsdale, New Hampshire. He did odd jobs around and rarely left town. But now residents of the community of 4200 have found he died a multimillionaire, leaving his fortune to the town with instructions to benefit the community in areas of education, health, recreation, and culture. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan, Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican proposal to cut state income taxes by $2 billion and to expand a tax credits parents use to pay for child care. The GOP bill was put forward after Republicans rejected Evers' proposed $1 billion boost to workforce programs and child care. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps on Tuesday. Jeff Mandel of the liberal group Law Forward says the current Republican maps are unconstitutional because they're not contiguous.
They're not all made up of one uninterrupted chunk of land, and that is in conflict with the words of the Constitution, which requires the districts to be contiguous.
Mandel was on Upfront on WISN-TV. Lawyers for the map supporters are expected to argue that contiguous has different meanings. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks are in the nation's capital. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Wizards tonight in the Capital One Arena in Washington. Milwaukee coming off a 132-125 win over the Mavericks. Saturday night, Damian Lillard scored 27 points, Giannis with 40, and teammate Pat Connaughton connected on some three-point shots to add another 16 points despite the challenges.
Anything to win. You know, I think we got a team that is competitive. We've really grown in making sure that we're making the right basketball play.
NFL, what a day for the Packers. Packers. Three rookie defensive backs against the Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert. Jordan Love with a pair of beautiful touchdown passes. Green Bay beat L.A. 23-20 in a game that went down to the wire. Tense moments for Aaron Jones, who was carted off the field with a painful knee injury. I spoke to him at his locker.
No, it's not my ACL, so we're good there. To start the recovery process, the healing process, I got to do an MRI tomorrow, see how that goes, and go from there.
That's the Packers running back, Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast, overnight, with lows around 32. East winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, 40. Tomorrow night, lows around 23. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 38.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Happier Happy Hour. Welcome to it, Don.
Hey, happy Monday, happy hour, Curdy.
I got one simple question, and it could be trouble for our president, Joe Biden.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Well, it is his birthday, and for a change, Dom, I'm not picking on the man for his 81 years, because Donald Trump's 77. It's not like he's a young man either, and I don't know if you've noticed, but Trump's been getting a little loonier.
It certainly seems to be, but I gotta be honest, 77 and 81, you know, they don't seem as old as they used to seem.
No, certainly not. They used to be old, but now it seems much less old.
Right.
Much less old. You know, we've got a co-worker who's older than Joe. Lou Rigotti's.
Wow.
I'm not gonna tip all his stuff, but let's just say he's been drinking legal for a long time. Yeah. Longer than Joe Biden. But here's the question, Dom. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Are you better off? And you, I know you, because I brought this to your attention. You said, well, of course I'm better off. I was in a pandemic 4 years ago and stuff was terrible. It's been about 36 months since the end of the pandemic. So a lot of people, if you cast it out, hell yeah, we're doing better, probably most people doing better post-pandemic than they were during the pandemic. But here's the crazy thing. Of course, we're not talking about anything other than a presidential election cycle. Are you better off with Joe Biden as the president is really the question, Dom. And there's new polling out that suggests only 14% of Americans feel like they're better off because of Joe Biden. 14%. So if you ask that question, be it Donald Trump.
What is the very specific question? Because you're asking me, am I better off now than I was then? Or am I better off now because of Joe Biden? I guess I want to be clear.
Only 14% of U.S. voters say Joe Biden has made them better off. That was at the Financial Times. Only 14% of voters say Joe Biden has made them better off. And if the question is, are you better off 4 years? later, well, that's going to be a tough one for Joe to answer, will it not?
I mean, I have a difficulty with this one because I don't know how. I mean, personally, to go from my frame of reference, yes, I'm better off now than I was then.
Let me ask the audience.
Let's also think about, you know, if we're talking about during the pandemic, we're talking about when the stock market tanked, right? If we're talking about when the schools were shut and businesses were closed, and, you know, and we started doing this thing and, you know, video, Zoom and all these things kind of really
what's Zoom?
You know what I'm saying? We're at 10% unemployment. You know what I mean? I don't know what reference folks would be thinking. Now, if you tell me, Dominic, did Donald Trump make your life worse? No, I mean, I didn't feel like other than his handling of the pandemic. Sure, I guess. But personally, I don't feel like Donald Trump as any one president
really
can personally have that impact on me personally. On
are
what
you
I
so
do.
Self-concluded Donald Trump didn't make your life chaotic and worse?
I'm just trying to, it all depends on how you look at it, what questions and how you gauge, you know, success or better off or worse off. All those kinds of things. How much influence does one politician have specifically in your personal life?
In my personal life, a lot of stuff went bad when Trump got elected. And I mean, I'm still married and my kids are still living and we still have our health. But a lot of decisions were made facing the election of Donald Trump. You know this, Dom. You know, we were super cool. We're going to go be syndicated radio stars. And then they turned the radio station off. And they played Christmas music. And Donald Trump was the president. And people, I feel like people needed, you know, our clarity on the radio now. They needed us there. So I made a lot of life decisions predicated on Donald Trump. And I can't say they were all logical or for the better. I'd have been better off doubling down on the stock market, right?
Sure. I mean, maybe. But cash it out. You made. Again, you know, if the question is, are you better off? Are you X, Y, or Z because of that politician? Are you better because of that politician? Are you worse because of that politician? I have a general challenge.
My life is better.
The basic question, because as a politician, are you better off with Speaker McCarthy or Speaker Johnson? You know what I mean?
Well, that's a bad distinction because there is no distinction between those two jacknuts. But there is a huge distinction between the presidency of Joe Biden, which made my life better, in the presidency of Donald Trump, which made my life chaotic. I can compare.
But apparently, you're in the minority.
I'll take the 14% that think Joe Biden made my life better. Now, is the only metric financially? Am I doing better financially? No, I was probably doing better financially before I sold my company and cashed out and got into this crazy radio biz. If dollars in the bank was the only metric, I had more dollars then. So,
but also those are personal decisions.
Sure, they are.
Reactions, right? That's not a politician didn't force you to make any of those decisions.
No, if I'd gone all in on the stock market, I might be better off today because the markets went up.
If I put it all in the Packers, Trudy, I'd have covered this weekend and paid the mortgage. But again, that's the point. You can go back and say, well, if I did this or if I did that. So what is the metric that we're talking about? Is it a general feeling? Because I got a better general feeling now than when we were shut down in the middle of a worldwide pandemic.
Well, I would say financially, I think that's generally the underlying thing. When people look at their own prism, am I doing better financially? Are my job prospects better? Am I doing better financially? Do I have more money in the bank? Do I feel more security? Is the world a safer place? Well, unfortunately, some of this Joe Biden doesn't have a lot of control over. You throw in wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, and life seems a little less certain than it did. You know, did Joe make me safer? I don't know. Did Trump make you less safe? I'm less clear. But when the crazy prior was the president, we didn't have these two wars going on. And he handed off Afghanistan to Joe Biden, so that looked like Joe's problem. Well, from that perspective, now we got two hot spots in the world that weren't there before. So some people are going to look and say, I feel less secure. Makes me a little scared to know that
Israel and Palestine's blowing up. Obviously, the hotspots were there because Russia went into Ukraine during the Obama administration, right? And it's not like the Middle East was ever been this big, you know, cauldron of peace. You know what I'm saying? So while, yes, certainly those have lit up again, it's hard to say if you have any sense of geopolitical knowledge that this is shocking.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? I knew Dom at both times, so I'm equally as bad off. 844-967-2789. Ross from Middleton. You've been patient. Thank you, Ross. What do you got for us?
Hi, Ross.
Hey, guys. So I'm retired, so I'm better off financially. That's just me. And mentally, I'm better because during the Trump era, my head would explode on a daily basis. And it doesn't explode as much, so I think mentally I'm more sane. But a bit more seriously, I read something where apparently the Gen Z, there's a group of younger people who I think one of their biggest financial challenges is rent. They can't afford a house because houses are way too expensive, and rent is astronomically high. And so I think if somebody asks them, are you economically better, whether or not they blame Biden, you know, but I think there's a group of young people that normally would be motivated to vote, but are feeling really frustrated with this American economy. And I don't think Boss's tax cut to a landlord is going to have him or her lower rent for these people. And then I sometimes think of just like working class people. I sometimes think, you know, they get swept up in all the talk about the inflation, which was real. And I think they're still hearing that even though inflation is coming down.
Well, it's not just the inflation, of course, it's the corporate greed, Ross. You know, corporations use the cover of inflation to raise their prices. And, you know, some products can be produced substantially lower, and some brands are losing their cachet. They got greedy and they're getting their asses kicked. Karma's starting to turn on them. But I don't think broadly, Ross, we have a lot of choice as consumers. Look at Quick Trip. I mean, Quick Trip has bought up most of the convenience stores in the state of Wisconsin. I don't know if you noticed, but it's like $3 for a candy bar at Quick Trip. As a chubby guy, that kind of bothers me, Ross. I can go into a BP gas station if I can find one and buy that same candy bar for $1.89. But they got a monopoly and they're handing me higher prices. Why? Because they can.
They can.
Yes. Yeah, we all see that. But I guess what I worry about is there's this group of people who I feel their opinions can be manipulated by what they hear, and also, like you say, by what they see. So if they go to the store and certain items that may not be necessarily USDA recommended for their diet are still kind of expensive. I just feel like for some reason Biden's going to get still pay for inflation even though it's done. And then I kind of going back, I think this younger generation, you know, it's just a whole different world. The idea of buying a house and then that becomes some kind of a nest egg in the future, I don't see that ever happening unless something.
Well, buy a house, hell, Ross, if you can afford the you know, college education, let alone a house. I mean, it's all too expensive.
Well,
the rent's too damn high.
The college education, according to many employers in the state of Wisconsin, doesn't have the value it used to have. And with current interest rates approaching 8% on a 30-year fixed rate, it's damn hard to buy a house, even if you can scratch up the down payment. I think we're going to see.
Those are still historical norms, though. I mean, we've been at an underinflation for so long with quantitative easing. I mean,
some people money don't know that, Dom. 8% seems too damn high to buy a house.
It's our fault. It was 17% back in the day. 844-967-279.
Houses were cheaper then.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? What say you? 844-967-2789.
One pithy reply to you, Dom. As far as most people are concerned, if I can't buy a house, I can't buy a house. If I can't afford it, I can't afford it. I don't care about historical track records. I don't care about 1982.
Well, if you're gonna complain about rates being where they're at, then you need to be edified on what historical rates are, man. I mean, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Dom. I was in the mortgage lending industry. I'm quite aware of what rates used to be, what they are, and what they might be in the future.
July of 1971. I was born in 71. Rates were 7.6%.
Okay, that's a lifetime ago. Your entire lifetime ago.
7.63%.
So every 50 years, you're using a historic 50-year crest. Your whole lifetime rates have crested higher now than they were since you were born?
Right. As you brought that up, Crudy, absolutely. You're absolutely correct. Back in 81, rates were over 18%.
And what was the median home price then?
I don't have that in front of me.
It was low. Low relative to the personal income of the borrower. It was a lot lower.
I'm not going to challenge that, Crudy, because I don't have the data in front of me. But what I'm telling you is we started out in 2010. Rates were at like 5%. They went down. They go down. They went down. Obviously, they went way
when you
down,
borrow
way down.
50 so grand here, at 18%.
Have a conversation and say, oh my God, we've never seen anything like this. Well, you're just wrong, man. And that's why knowing the historical
data. We have
data,
seen it.
Knowing the historical. It's not just we, man. It's just what the history is. Because once we've seen it, it's no longer a thing. So just because it's no longer a thing didn't mean it didn't happen. And if you're going to say something happened today that never happened before, and you make that statement, you would be incorrect.
Well, thank you for the history lesson, Mr. Salvi. I understand the nature of freaking history. What I'm telling you is the personal economy of the individual consumer is seen through the prism of their life. And they don't give a damn what the interest rates were in 1971 when you were born. If they can't buy a house, they can't buy a house. 844-967. And somebody gets blamed, and it's probably not Dom. John from Wausau. Could be Crudy, but probably not Dom. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Hello, John.
Oh, my goodness. You two are going at it tonight.
The makeup sex will be great later, John.
Okay. To your question, am I doing better than I was whenever? I would say yes, and I would say no. No, because we bought our house right before the pandemic. We bought our house 5 days before Christmas of 2019. And now, if I try to sell my house, it's almost worth $100,000 more. That's a good thing because it's more money in my pocket, but it's a bad thing because what goes up must come down. So if I try to go out and buy another house now and I try to sell it 5 years from now, I don't think it's going to be what it's worth when I bought it for, which makes me lose money, probably a lot of money, to be honest. So are things better? They could be in one aspect, but if another aspect, probably not. Gas is more expensive. Food's more expensive.
I thought gas was going down, John. It's not like I like filling up at $2.95 a gallon, but it's better than $3.95 a gallon, if you know what I'm saying.
It is going down, but back in 2019, I think it was only $1.90 or $1.60. I mean, it is going down, but it's very gradual. It's going to be dependent on when you want to start this. Is it before? Are we talking 2019 December, or are we talking?
Well, I would talk
3-4 months into the pandemic.
I think the question, really, the underlying question I'm trying to ask, John, if we look at the time someone's been the president, right? So Donald Trump was the president from 16 to 20. Was my life better off with or without Trump? To my perception, it was far more chaotic, and that led to Crudy making some bad financial decisions investing in radio. But
you got caught up in the moment.
I had more money in my, I was making more. I had more money in my pocket. I wasn't taxed as much during that time frame between 16 and 19. I mean, I was making a little bit more money than what I am now, so I was saving more.
So from your point of view,
how you want to look at it.
From your point of view, though, is it influenced by the presidency? I mean, if Donald Trump frames that question, or a third party candidate, let's call him Robert Kennedy Jr., let's say this vibrant relative to Biden or Trump, this younger, you know, 60-year-old vibrant guy says, you know, are you better off than you were 4 years ago or even 4 years before that? That saying that's been used in politics and is being used right now, when you look at the 14% of polled people that say Joe Biden made me better off. I technically am amongst the 14. I think Joe made me better off, sort of. Some of that's because I calm some of my own decision-making down, John, but you see the point.
Yeah. Again, it's going to be skewed on how you want to look at it.
And it's subjective, John, right? Unless you specify an exact criteria, it's going to be a subjective answer. It's going to be about your feelings, John. And if that's what it comes down to, how would you answer it right now?
I would say no.
The Crudy brand is much better off than it was 4 years ago.
The negatives outweigh the more positive things.
And do you put that on the current administration, on Joe Biden? Is it because of him and his policies?
Well, I think Bidenomics ain't working. That's for sure.
John, let me ask you a different,
you want to call it,
related question. Next year will be an election year. If Jordan Love's got the Packers on a roll and heading towards the playoffs,
That's not happening. Packers are dumpster fires.
Take it back, John. I named my boat after this young quarterback. Let's assume he gets better in the offseason, puts on some strength or something, finds a little accuracy. If the Packers are playing good, don't you think here in the state of Wisconsin that affects the whole economy? Even people's perception of, like, is life better? When the Packers are winning, people perceive that life is better. I truly believe that, John. Come on.
Not at all.
You must be a Vikings fan.
No, well, I tell everybody I have 17 favorite NFL teams, whoever's playing the Packers.
Oh, John.
Got to let you go, John. You and Dom shared affinity for the Lions on Thursday.
Oh, man, they came back. It was a glorious game. They didn't cover, but they won.
I'm talking about the next one, because they're the Packers' next opponent. As John said, he likes whoever's playing against the Packers.
844-967-2789. We have time here. Let's squeeze Lynn from Minneapolis.
Oh, I'm sorry about the Viking trash talking. Skol, Lynn.
Hey, Lynn.
Yeah, hello. You know, I think part of the problem is the strange framing that shows up on social media. So my elder daughter is in her 40s. She's gay. She does not believe me that gay people used to be arrested or beat by police or anything. And if I point out that, well, and she says that, oh, they're all the same, right? All the presidents are the same. Doesn't matter who you vote for. Hmm. And when I point out that, well, okay, Obama and Biden allowed gay people to get married, she's like, well, I don't want to get married anyway. So I don't really understand what's going on there, but I mean, that's just an example. And just as somebody who makes lower six figures, you know, I certainly did not take home more money during Trump's reign. So I think all these Johns of the world are just imagining that they somehow had lots more cash when Trump was in office. Kind of a, you know, a wishful thinking or whatever. Like
wishful thinking. I wish I had cash in my pocket. More callers as well. 844-96-PARTY.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. They aren't there yet, but the White House says a deal to free more hostages taken by Hamas is close. U.S. and Qatar trying to broker that agreement. Fighting intensifying between Israeli forces and Hamas near another hospital in northern Gaza. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin making an unannounced visit to Kyiv. He reassured Ukrainian President Zelensky the U.S. is with them for the long haul in its war with Russia.
This is about, you know, not living in a world where a dictator can wake up one day and decide to annex the property of his peaceful neighbor. That's not the world that we want to live in.
Austin also announced another $100 million in U.S. aid. Microsoft has hired OpenAI's former CEO Sam Altman and the company's ex-president Greg Brockman to lead a new advanced AI research team. A three-day celebration of life for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter begins a week from today. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The athletic director at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville has died. The university did not provide details Monday, only that Christina Navarro-Krupka was pregnant and her death was unexpected. Navarro-Krupka grew up in Madison and was in her fourth year as director of athletics and assistant chancellor at Platteville. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps on Tuesday. Luke Berg is with the Conservative Institute for Law and Liberty. He says there's an easy fix to claims that non-contiguous districts are unconstitutional.
If you were simply to take the islands and put them in the districts that surround them, it would eliminate the contiguity problem and you wouldn't have any population problems in the existing map.
Berg was on Upfront on WISN-TV. The map's challengers will argue that the way the maps were drawn was unconstitutional. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast overnight with lows around 32. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, 40. Tomorrow night, lows around 23. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 38.
The Todd Alma Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field. What the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill. And I'll admit, I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
the Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Happier Happy Hour. Should we hug it out this segment? People are concerned. Like we,
what, really?
Some are. They don't know how we do it, that we can.
Oh, see, yeah.
You know, it's never personal. It's only politics up around here. You can be a part. 844.
You got to have room to discuss. 844-967-2789. You got to have room to breathe and discuss and challenge, you know, stupid things.
From the text line, it's a bad analogy. Oh, this one must be for you, Dom. It's a bad analogy as we cannot run two separate versions, so we'll never know. I guess we'll never know, Dom. I hate when that's the answer. Here's another one. My entire family is doing better in all aspects than we were 4 years ago. All aspects. That's a texter from the 920. Got one from WRJN land. My mind is better since Joe Biden took office. There are a few spellings in there. I think I took that sentence where they intended it to go, Dom. And here's one. This one's definitely for you. It's addressed to you. Dominic, we're not in an economic depression because of Biden. One more. This one's...
Why are you telling me that?
They directed it to you.
I mean, you're the one, Crudy, I'm a little concerned about here.
Brian in Broadhead said, Texan, definitely better off without a tariff war on steel and aluminum, along with all manner of imported goods. Remember when the cost of appliances jumped a few hundred dollars overnight for no reason other than some idiot's tariff war? The aforementioned idiot would have been Trump, right? Trump had the tariff war.
Also, right, with the trade wars, was also the farmers, right? Didn't he subsidize to, what, $20 billion?
Oh, it was north of that.
Yeah, you know what I'm
saying?
And
that was just a pure giveaway. That was just socialism.
It wasn't even a bailout of the auto industry, which got mostly paid back. No, that was just gone. Just given away.
So the farmers were better off under Trump, you're saying? Because they were getting bought out?
If you were getting some of that extra unemployment money, because it was a real, real, real tough time back then, a lot of folks were cashing those checks. Hell, you got even Robin Voss and all the Republicans and
the PPP money.
We're getting the PPP money. I mean, that was good free money. Everyone's down for the socialism then. And hell, it's going to start snowing soon in the Midwest, so we'll be all down for the socialist plows when they get the snow off the streets as well.
844-967-2789. Going to the phones. Bill from Oconomowoc, fighting out of the blue corner. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
Oh, great. Greg, on the economy and Biden, the next caller that thinks Biden has ruined the economy or just heard it, I'd like to know what the specific reason was, not just a generalization, but point to one thing he did to take the economy. One thing nobody talks about, Rupert Murdoch took over Wall Street Journal. And if you want to have a recession and you have a guy that owns the Wall Street Journal like Rupert Murdoch, look at some of the articles there. They wanted a recession in the worst way. They had to work at calling it a recession, and yet when you have a record people employed, that doesn't even make sense. And as far as the economy, if you were involved in the tech stocks, NVIDIA and Microsoft, you're just dancing on, I mean, it was just phenomenal. Just take a peek at what those stocks have done just this year alone, let alone last year. And so this bad economy, yeah, we can talk about it, but nobody points the finger at one exact item that Biden did that tanked the economy.
Bill,
but we can sure talk about
Biden let the crypto economy collapse.
Well,
unregulated.
You can still buy Bitcoin, man. It's not like it's not there.
What about Dogecoin? Can I still get the Elon Musk stuff?
Yes, Ethereum, it's all still there. You can, if you're so inclined, you can still buy all of it.
Bill, I predicted the fall of crypto. I'm never an early innovator on the alternative currencies.
Well, you know, on some of that way back when, that was a viable investment, but it kind of ran its course, I think, don't you? It just ran its course.
I can't wait till my GameStop investment pays off, Bill.
But I tell you, if it's not working well, look at the video, look at Microsoft, and you're going to be smiling in 6 months. I promise you. They're in the race to the top for AI.
Or the bottom, depending on your point of view.
Right. Thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate it. It depends on who you're talking to, though. You know, I mean, a lot of young folks don't have the resources to be able to jump in and buy Microsoft stock or Apple or whatever, you know, to get involved.
Can't be a Ken Cheese, bro.
I mean, maybe if you're able to hit some crypto and you buy on the bottom and you sell on the top and you can roll it into some other, you know, more traditional kind of stocks that maybe pay some dividends. I don't know that there's a lot of young folks that are in that position, especially with the rent too damn high and minimum wage being what it is, especially here in the state of Wisconsin. I don't know that that's my investment portfolio isn't doing too well is a big rallying cry for those that are 18 now. And you asked him that question, were you better off 4 years ago when you were 14 and living in your mom and dad's basement? I don't know how they would answer that question.
What about the kids that saw the real estate collapse and their families were affected by it? Talking about 09, 08? I mean, that's a lot of these kids that are aging into adulthood now, voting age. They certainly know that there was a tremor in the real estate economy. I mean, before that, Dom, the common wisdom is real estate's never going to go down. Real estate never goes down. Because historically, it never did till it did. Till it crashed.
If you can ride it out, maybe take advantage and buy some on the low. I mean, where's real estate now? I mean, depends on what real estate you're talking about.
The commercial
office, not so great.
Yeah, I don't think the 18-year-olds are looking at investing in some downtown commercial real estate.
That's what I'm saying, though. So what are you saying to the 18 and 19-year-old kids right now? You know what I'm saying? If you're going to ask them an objective question, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Well, again, 4 years ago, they're you know, eighth grader or freshman or whatever, sophomore in high school. How do they answer that question?
I can tell
maybe
you how
it's good. Maybe it's bad.
My 17-year-old doesn't see the same value of college that some that strive for, let's say, Stanford or one of the higher institutions. You know,
UW-LaCrosse. Yeah, gotcha.
No, he does. He might go to UW-LaCrosse because
you said he doesn't find value in what?
As a value proposition relative to even the University of Wisconsin-Madison, it's cheaper, it's less expensive, and it's become a substantially better school than we graduated from.
My favorite school is the one that let me in. You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the other point, Dom. And he has been admitted a couple places, hasn't heard back from LaCrosse yet, you know. Hope the legacy doesn't hurt him.
Yes.
But the other thing, and this is a little surprising to me, but this kid's pretty financially shrewd. He has made small investments in the stock market and probably crypto. He's trying to talk me into crypto a long time ago. I said, I'm going to sit this round out. But wants to buy a house. Would like to buy a house, 17-year-old kid. Like to buy a house. Dad, can you help me buy a house? I don't know. Can you help me buy one? You know, yes, I will do whatever I can if it's within my means. But part of why he likes going to a smaller college, because you can still buy a house for like 170 on the north side of LaCrosse. You can still find affordable housing in certain parts of the state. Not around here, not around Madison. I mean, I don't know what the kids are doing. They move farther out. And the first time we saw the crash, you know what precipitated the crash? To my opinion, people moved here in Dane County. It's up 151. They moved up to Columbus, and then it was the next community. And they moved farther and farther from work because they had to, because that's where they found the affordable real estate. One county up, two counties up. All of a sudden, you got a 45-minute commute each way to work, and then the gas prices soared way back in 2007, if you recall, that predated the crash of the real estate. Gas prices going up. Now, we didn't see that, although the Fed's been working really hard against the U.S. consumer. Like, the U.S. consumer is the problem. I don't think so, but when they ratchet up the interest rates, and it's nearly 8%, not as high as it's ever been, but, you know, like one of the highest times in Dom's lifetime, I would say that makes it very hard. That reduces affordability. And I got to tell you, Dom, it's a hell of a lot harder to buy a house for $500,000 at 8% than $50,000 at 18%. I'm just telling you, the numbers are substantially bigger relative to the cost and relative to the income people made.
844-967-2789. LA Tom, you are up. Welcome, Tom. Happy Monday. What do you got for us?
You better off, Tom?
Hey, guys. Happy Monday. Yeah, I'm better off. Packers won yesterday, so that makes me feel a lot better off. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. We must never forget that. You know what I think? I think this whole country, since shows like American Idol and crap like that, that it's become cool to like think negative or to talk negative or to be a critic. If there's something in this culture that everyone is a critic. Am I better off? Yes. My sanity is better off. I'm not worried every 2 seconds that the world's going to blow up by a madman. I look at, again, you have Barack Obama, who had to basically bail out or clear out George War Criminal Bush's horrible administration. And then you had Donald Trump, who did things a little bit slower, but all of the policies are still somewhat intact, because he went and packed the courts and he did all these different things that, yeah, we're not right where we, you know, probably were with Obama at this point. But I'll tell you what, Joe Biden is very stable at the wheel. He is wise. He has years of knowledge. He knows more. He has probably forgotten more than some young guy probably even knows. So I am someone who, and you know, I was never 100% for Joe Biden. I have always been a Bernie person. And I'll tell you what, I am so happy Joe Biden is our president. I will vote for him again. But just listen to this. I get this text message yesterday. It says, be honest. Do you support President Biden running for a second term? That's I'm supposed to be saying the opposite. I put, hell yes, I'm happy he's running for a second term, and I think he's a great president.
Well, I don't think that
FDR? No.
I don't think that was coming from the Democratic National Convention, Tom. Who was that from? The Trump team or Ramaswamy or whose email list you on, fella?
From Defend the Boat, whoever that is.
Well, it's a black money Republican outfit, probably.
Exactly. And you have to remember, money in politics is a driver of everything. Everything you see on TV is negative, negative, negative against Joe Biden.
Well, let me ask you this, Tom.
Anything positive about him?
Let's ask. You live in LA. We call you LA Tom. What are the housing prices like in your community? Because Kelsey pays a hell of a lot of rent. My daughter, as you know, lives in that town, pays a lot of rent. She's found a nicer place, feels secure there. But the housing prices are pretty damn high in L.A., Tom. Can you and Mark even afford a place? I don't know. Do you guys own or do you rent? And do you have aspirations to own?
I bought my house. That was one of the things my dad taught me years ago. Best thing you can do is buy a house. So I bought a house in Seattle when I lived there. I bought two houses here in L.A., but I set myself up so I would have that. So right now I paid, and this would be a house about $200,000 probably back in Wisconsin. But I bought a house for $670,000, and right now it's worth $1.3. So that kind of gives you an idea of our housing issues here in California.
Buddy, I wouldn't be able to afford to come visit you in L.A.
Stay on the coast, Tom.
Million. That's a lot.
$200,000 Wisconsin house.
Yeah. Come back.
Location, location, location.
Somewhere away from the Salvias. 844-967-2789. Your calls always welcome here. Red, 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 red.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Monday to us all. Stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show coming up next. But you can join us right now at 844-967-2789.
You know, my life was pretty good. Then I lost my license. Now I can't drive, Dom.
Life's been good to me so far, man.
I want to thank Don Rosen for inviting me on the WRJN airwaves earlier today. Thank you, Don. Had me up early this morning, Dom. I was up before the crack of 7, which feels early to me. There's a reason we do an afternoon show and not an early morning show. Now, Don was on the air by 6, but he said, people ask, and I say, I'll take the later shift. Whatever the later is, I'll take that one. The later flight, the later checkout, the later shift. But thank you, Don Rosen. The Don Rosen Show. He's a radio dog like us, Dom. One more thought to kind of stir the pot a little bit here. 40% of Americans are afraid to walk alone at night. Most in decades, poll finds. This poll dropped on the 20th. Concerns about certain crimes are at their highest levels in decades, causing Americans to isolate themselves from their communities, according to new polling. The spike in fear comes as violent crime has decreased nationwide. So, you know, what's really happening and what's perception becomes reality, right? But violent crime has decreased nationwide while property crime has ticked up. Property crime has ticked up, according to the FBI. A recent Gallup poll found that 28% of Americans worry frequently or occasionally that they'll be murdered. I never worry about that, Tom. Like, that is, of all, if I went drunk hunting with you, like, I'd worry about Dick Cheney. But no, we don't hunt or get drunk and use firearm. So
no,
I don't think you know, death by accident, yeah, I could end up dead.
death by misadventure, maybe. Murder. Okay. I mean, is it the culture, is it the atmosphere, is it, you know what it is?
Fox News.
It's the rock and roll. It's the rock and roll and Elvis with his dirty hips.
Dominic, meanwhile, half of US adults say they worry their car will be stolen or broken into. Now, I would say if you drive a Kia, that might be a legitimate concern. No offense to the Kia drivers, but the Kia manufacturing company has not necessarily done their part to make those, you know, a tough steal, let's just say. A little bit more. Half of U.S. adults said they worry their car will be stolen or broken into. 37% worry they'll be mugged. I haven't had that concern.
I mean, what does that mean, though? I mean, is it like,
give me all your money.
Oh my God. My car. No, I get it. Okay. I'm parking my car. It could be stolen. I mean, okay. My car could be stolen anytime. So, I mean, is it, you know, like literally, if 37%, like go walk around every single day thinking every day, this is the day my car is stolen. I don't quite get the,
that's actually the mugging part.
Oh, the mugging. Okay.
32% are concerned about getting attacked while driving. Now, if I drove like Dom, I can see that.
Let me just say, you know, the hammer lane's the hammer lane. Speed up or get out of the way. There's really very few rules to the road.
Okay, fair enough. Meanwhile, the vast majority of Americans, 72%, worried they'll fall victim to identity theft.
Well, yeah, that's probably more likely.
You're okay, Dom. Your credit's not worth stealing.
Probably,
I tried.
Probably more likely than being murdered.
844-967-2789. Here's a new name, Casey from South Dakota. How you doing, Casey?
Hi, Casey.
How are you guys tonight?
Good.
Good, thank you.
You doing better than you were 4 years ago, Casey? Sorry to interrupt, but I was asking a question before you do.
I'm probably about the same. I own my own business, but are we really that much different under Trump, under Biden, or is it just the news media telling it is? I mean, we probably had a little cheaper gas. Trump printed billions of or trillions of dollars, as did Biden, and causing inflation. So they're both to blame as far as I'm concerned. And your previous caller talked about how much he's made on his house. Eventually, one of our, some generation has to consider what are we going to leave with our children? It's getting more difficult and more difficult to be able to afford these homes. Like, I have 20-some-year-old children. I can't foresee them being able to afford $1.2 million homes for quite a while, if ever.
Casey, hopefully they don't.
Certainly, but that's also a very specific market and a very specific example. Casey, let me ask you, when you were in your 20s, were you ready to buy a house? I was not when I was in my 20s. Not even close.
I bought a house for $40,000, and I sold it for $120,000 in my 20s.
All right,
but
nice.
Like I took advantage of it, but is that sustainable long term over the course of 50 years? Are we just playing with each other's money? You know, like that's essentially yes. What's going on. And,
yeah,
and talking about crypto, Bitcoin is up 110%. It's the top, it's the best investment you could make this year. So
did you roll some of that Bitcoin real estate series. Money into crypto, Casey? Do I need to borrow money from you?
Oh, I've been buying. Bitcoin is the only investment that they cannot take from you. So you can move to El Salvador, you can move to Russia. They cannot take your Bitcoin from you. That's the only asset they cannot take from you.
Casey, I can't even remember my password on my bank account. Man, that'd be losing my bank account password for crypto.
All right, so Casey, great points, man. But let me ask you, given the question, if you were asked the question, you're better off today than you were 4 years ago, how do you respond?
I'd say I'm the same. I mean, probably a little worse off as far as daily expenses, but you know, you figure it out. So
right,
COVID put a big damper on a lot of the world. So.
Yeah.
Last question, Casey. How'd you hear the Devil's Advocates out there in South Dakota?
Actually, we're driving, and it just happened to come on. So, and you guys have a great radio show. I enjoy it. I just told my wife.
Casey, get the Civic Media app, civicmedia.us. You can take the greatest radio show ever anywhere in the world.
Thanks, Casey. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thanks for listening. Thank you all for listening. We got Maggie Dawn coming up next. She's a party girl. I enjoyed partying with Maggie this weekend as well. We'll party again tomorrow on the radio. Tomorrow, we got oral arguments before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We got CJ doing an extended interview. I'll play that out later. It won't interrupt the show, though.
Yeah, okay, good.
And Scott Ross live in studio. Yeah. It's Scott Ross Eve. It's going to be a big Tuesday edition. Stick around. Again, Maggie Dawn and then the Paul Revere Show. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local civic media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.